not mistaken, attend unto what I shall tell of 30 fair damsels forsaken when Roger he married with Nell. Young lasses, delightful and pretty, in person both proper and tall. Attend and give ear to my ditty, I'll tell you the truth of it all. Young now was a lass for the dairy, and Roger a lad for the plough. They went to the fair to be merry, where they then contracted a vow. With her he was truly delighted, for she was both bonny and gay. Their friends they were also invited, and Nelly appointed the day. Her friends they had freely consented that Roger should marry with Nell. Thus they being truly contented, the matter was carried on well. The bride she rejoicing did simper as she passed into the church. But then his old sweetheart did whimper to see they were left in a lurch. Full 20 or 30 he courted and promised marriage to all. But yet it is truly reported that they are in pitiful thrall. They make a most sad lamentation, both Dorothy, Maudlin, and Wynne. The rest sounding forth their relation, how loving and kind they had been. Quoth Bridget, his bands have I starched, and made him as neat as my nail. Too many a fair have we marched, and yet all this would not prevail. Ah, who would have thought it, quoth Dolly, how little of this did we dream. When he was so jocund and jolly, we fed him with curds and with cream. Was ever poor maiden so slighted by one that they love it so dear? How often has he been invited by us to the best of good cheer? And many a sweet silly bob we have given him warm from the cow. And yet he hath give us the rub, and also hath broken his vow. Quoth Maudlin, with kind invitations, I walked with him to the next town, and there by his fair protestations, he gave me indeed a green gown, and custards with cheesecakes and kisses, my senses he soon did betray. And then to the fountain of blisses he found out the ready right way. A shame of his head he was dirty, poor innocent maids to beguile. He courted but 20 or 30, and 15 of them are with child. Now from us he's clearly departed, and leaves us to sigh and complain. His cheesecakes were all hollow-hearted, ah, he is a villain in grain. Quoth Betty, he often concluded to make me as bad as the rest, but yet I would ne'er be deluded to any uncivil request. I found him a slivery fellow, a cunning and crafty young elf. Ah, then bespake fair Isabella, I would I had done to myself. Young Jenny and Susan and Sarah was never so wanton and wild, nor Marjorie, Nanny, or Mary, this blade he could never beguile. But those that was wanton and willing now mournfully hang down their ears. Their courting and kissing and billing is turned to a shower of tears.